As a road safety charity, we support those families that have lost loved ones as a result of a road crash. These are often extremely sudden and violent situations. And as a charity, we have support literature, which is provided by those family liaison officers that have to go and do that dreadful knock on the door and support families like those of Joan. And we have an accredited helpline as well that support those families through that particular time that they're going through.
And can you just give us an idea of what you've seen in your experience of what a crash like this, particularly one that was caused by people who were racing each other on the road, what does that do to a family?
Unfortunately, too many of the crashes that happen on our roads are a result of other people, and it's often those that are unexpected and most vulnerable that end up losing their lives. It's such a sad and drastic situation that somebody loses their life as a result of actions of other people, really, especially when they're using their cars and driving too fast on our roads. It's something that is dreadful, and we know only too well the heartache and upset that it causes, not only those families directly affected, but it's the communities and the wider reach that this impact has.
So obviously the campaign that we are currently putting out, Joan's Legacy, the idea is to install speed cameras on what is the only stretch of that road in Ayr that doesn't currently have speed cameras on it. So can you tell us just how effective speed cameras are at reducing crashes like this one?
We know that speed cameras are a very cost-effective measure to help reduce not only speeds but also crashes. There's a lot of evidence that proves how successful they are. They allow to reduce speeds on the roads by making drivers aware that there are speed cameras in place, that if they do break the law and speed, that they are going to get caught, and allows actually police officers to have their time elsewhere if they can't particularly be on that stretch of the road catching people. Speed cameras are there to protect us all. They're to keep people within those speed limits which have been set, and it is the law. So it's only those that will be breaking the law that will get caught.
And just finally then, what would you say to encourage as many people as possible in the local area and beyond, to go and sign our petition to get speed cameras on that stretch of road?
Yep, as a charity that supports those that have lost their loved ones in road crashes, we know only too well the heartache and sadness caused by these road crashes. We know that speed cameras are a cost-effective, evidence-proven way to reduce speeds on our roads, and we would really encourage anybody in South Ayrshire to support this campaign in memory of Joan to make sure that others don't have to go through the trauma that her family has.